I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Lisa Coombs-Giroux, the CEO of the YMCA of Marquette County, to get her thoughts on the recent decision by the Marquette Area Public Schools Board of Education to turn the Graverette School building into a K-5 elementary, which will have an impact on youth programming the Y does at the Vandenboom School building. Here's more on that with Lisa Coombs-Giroux, CEO of the Marquette County YMCA.
We asked on Monday night for a one-year extension to be able to stay at Vandenboom. We know that licensing and accreditation take a process, and licensing in particular, finding a new space for us and being able to, you know, move, get set up, and then the State Department of Human Services has to come in and do the inspection. We have to go through food inspection, safety inspection, fire inspection. So there's a number of processes that have to take place in order for us to open a new center. Our board and our staff are committed to moving forward. We don't want anyone to think that we're not going to be providing early childhood education in the community. Mm-hmm. We have our center at K.I. Sawyer, and you know we have the center that will be opening in Ishpeming this next year. So it's really important. We know it's critically important for us right now. It's just, you know, looking out there. What space is available? What collaborative partners are available to work with us to be able to move this? And at that point, you know, move forward.
In what context can you get involved with somebody in terms of a facility? I mean, I know you worked out this agreement with the school district with that particular building. I mean, I'm just hypothetically shooting here, but like with something like Northern or somebody like that. I mean, what are some of the parameters you have to follow to find that right facility?
Well, there are very specific guidelines. We have infants and toddlers. They have to be within 50 feet of an exit, and we need about 900 square feet per room. Infants take a little bit more space, probably 1,200 square feet in a room, probably about six rooms, a big, large activity space, a little bit of office space, and a kitchen, obviously, because, you know, we do our own cooking, providing healthy meals to the kids. And then playground space is an important piece. So you've got to be able to have, you know, a pretty big footprint for a playground for the number of children we serve. So those are kind of the parameters we're working with. And we've talked to a number of property owners in the community, and different folks have approached us. So it's just a matter of figuring out what works, what's cost effective. Obviously, with our other projects ongoing, you know, we're trying to make this cost neutral and be able to move someplace and, you know, not incur additional expense. You know, maybe the expense of moving and licensing and you know, reaccreditation, those expenses will come with it. But as far as, you know, upping our rent or trying to, you know, have more operating costs day to day, we can't afford much more than what we pay MAPS currently.
What I'm finding that's interesting here is that it appears that your organization from the board on down is taking this on as, well, it's another challenge we've got, so let's go do it.
You're right. And, you know, we have, with the Marquette project and then obviously with the Nagani project, we have some partners that folks have stepped up to figure out how to do these. I mean, if you think about the Nagani project, Range Bank approached us about purchasing the facility. They gave us a great interest rate. You know, the rent is going to be the same as what it was. It's not really incurring additional, you know, expense for us in an operational standpoint. And that's important because we know what our fixed costs are, and we can operate within those fixed costs if we can stay within those costs. You know, if we end up having to find some place that's going to cost us a couple thousand dollars more a month or, you know, a long-term expense, that's going to be really difficult. But mm-hmm. We think we can find it. I think the square footage dollar price that we pay now is comparable to a lot of rents. So I think we're going to be fine.
That's the comments of Lisa Coombs-Giroux, CEO of the YMCA of Marquette County. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.